Shame. Shame is the self-belief that there is something deeply wrong with you. You are flawed. Maybe you can first remember feeling shame in childhood and thinking, this is all my fault, there must be something wrong with me. Shame in sexual assault and abuse can result from the messages you tell yourself. I must have wanted this and I didn't scream for help. I am dirty and my body didn't protect me. Remember, your survival brain will have made the decision it deemed necessary at the time to keep you safe. In order to do this, other areas of your brain can become restricted. For example, your language center is just one of these. Of course, taking the responsibility for the actions and behaviors of another can give us a sense of control. Ways to manage shame. To move past shame, you need to let this flawed belief go. You cannot be responsible for the actions and behavior of your attacker. The responsibility lies solely with them. The shame belongs to them. Give it back. Ask yourself, what would you say to someone going through a similar experience to you who is blaming themselves and feeling ashamed? Now treat yourself with the same compassion and nurturing. It will be helpful to talk to someone trusted about your feelings of shame. Talking to an experienced counselor about this will help you to heal and to break free from feelings of shame.